Welcome back to another episode of Scenario. I appreciate people not to be talking about my thought tour. Y'all been really hitting me up on a personal basis. And I'm really actually mad at you, Matt, because you actually created this whole thought tour scenario of a situation, and it's not appreciated, man.
I mean, did it happen or didn't it happen?
It happened.
I mean, so are people wrong for hitting you up about it? Or
yeah, they wrong for it, man.
I mean, they just going for what's presented. They saw you out like Julia Roberts on Pretty Woman. Or like Surge on fucking Beverly Hills Cop, and you just out here living a fancy ass West Coast life out of nowhere.
Look, man, the West Coast was good to me, man. And my friends.
Full LeBron.
take my talents to the West Coast.
Like, I'm getting the hell up out of Cleveland. I'm out of here.
See, man, and y'all people, man, y'all, and people was hitting me up personally, tweeting me like, you was on a thought too. I gotta go. It's no evidence on my. You had to get my Insta.
They gonna be coming to you for advice on how to thought and bop now. You gonna become like the foremost thought and bop leader in America.
Man, I wish. It's somebody's name I want to drop on here is one of the best thoughters of all time and locally, but I'd have to be off the air.
Oh, okay.
You know who it is, though.
Do I?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, cool.
This is Notorious Thotter.
Okay.
We talked about her.
Mr. Do-Right?
Not the Mr. No. Shout out to Mr. Do-Right. He know who he is. And he hit me up. Mr. Do-Right, Adrian Sadler. I'm going to say yeah.
He saw you thought them by.
Yeah, because he was like, hey, I'm going to be in Oakland. He was like, you want a thought together? Because he was coming.
Yeah, you want a thought together?
Because he was coming in on Friday, Saturday, but I was leaving on Saturday. He's like, hey, man, let's get up.
Next thing you know, you was going to be in clubs and other people's VIPs, eating expensive shrimp.
Oh, no. So you said... Drinking other people's random bottles.
Drinking out of other people's bottles.
Like, trying. Oh man, you was really. And y'all wrong people.
That's
y'all
gonna be you. Man. I ain't saying you giving up no ass or nothing. So I ain't saying that you're straight up.
I ain't saying you're straight up.
You know, out here with it like that. I'm just saying.
I was out there thinking.
There's some male thoughts out there.
Oh, 100%.
Everybody knows them. It's like when you go from being the superstar of the crew, but you willingly become the happy to be there cat.
Ooh, that is. We need to table that. When crews are rearranged.
Reassigned? When you get reassigned within your crew?
Yes.
So it's like when you're the superstar on your team, but then like...
After college, you become like a garbage man. And then somebody else becomes like the top executive at Nike.
It's like the 2017-18 Lakers, and then LeBron come to town and everybody gets reassigned. Like how Lonzo went from being a star to a happy to be here cat.
Or then you see how Kyrie said, I just want to go to another crew. Yeah. I can't deal with this no more.
Yeah, he was a utility man, and he said, you know what, I'm ready to be the superstar. But then he went somewhere else, and somebody else became the superstar. So crew hopping
is not always the.
It doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're gonna be that guy.
And it's not necessarily gonna get better benefits either.
I mean, Jimmy Butler, the Apex Predator, jumped over to the Sixers and been hitting game winning shots and been living his best life. Superstar. But meanwhile,
he's a come upper. Where did he start at, Jimmy Butler?
Marquette.
No. I'm talking about in the crew. Like in a crew. Like when he came in the
like
league.
Like when he was with the he was a henchman with the Bulls. But then he made the most improbable.
So he was
jump.
John Gotti of a crew. He basically started as a henchman and went up to the Don.
He went for the most improbable jump of all time from henchman to superstar.
Think about it, he was a JUCO transfer too to Marquette.
Yeah. He was homeless, then a JUCO transfer, then an NBA henchman, and then an NBA superstar.
He did
more rising in the world without throwing some dick around than anybody in the history of time. Hey, like, that's the biggest jump I've seen since Obama went from being a tossing a speaker at the Democratic National Party to being president of the United States.
Or being a community organizer to president.
Yes, he was a community organizer with a Netflix movie about him, and now he's the most important black person of all time. Think about that.
So him and Jimmy Butler on that pantheon.
Chicago got something about it, dog. It's something about Chicago. They'd be having cats.
R. Kelly didn't read. He couldn't read either. And he became one of the best musicians of all time. And he couldn't read.
At least R. Kelly is the absolute best at what he does.
Yeah.
He's the absolute best creep of all time. So even when it's a detractor, Chicago's coming through with some
heat for you.
Yeah. So
they also have a long history of cats that lose a lot of paper when they
Yo, but Jimmy
to.
Butler, I'm sorry, Apex Predator went from being a superstar to then he went to go Bogart, another two superstars in Minnesota.
And he became a superstar.
And then he became a rebellious superstar, like a superstar that wanted to tear the crew apart. Like, he didn't like the cats. He moved to the other city. Like, he moved to another city and, like, became the biggest club promoter in the city, but then it was like, I'm ruining all the rest of the club promoters up here.
He was 50 Cent when he dissed Dipset. When he said, I'm going to rearrange Dipset.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to make Jimmy the Capo. Yeah. Cam, you've been demoted to Soldier.
Yes.
He tried to do that with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And he did it, and then he left.
And said, I'm going to start a whole
another
crew.
And then he went to another crew that's already a successful crew, and now we're going to see what's happening, because now he's taking game-winning shots. Getting standing ovations. Meanwhile,
is he Flash?
Meanwhile, Joel Embiid is sitting there like, hold up, dog. This is my squad.
I'm the process.
And meanwhile, Ben Simmons, who's the goddamn NBA rookie of the year, is sitting there like, am I suddenly like the third best player on my team?
Yes.
I got Kendall Jenner in the front row. He reactivated that piece too. Speaking of reactivations.
Yeah, and that's correct. Now, the Apex Predator still got his head looking, though, with that side look like.
I wouldn't have been reactivating my main
every,
side
every,
chick.
Every main woman needs to be off the books when Apex Predator comes to town.
See, I feel like, though, Ben Simmons did that as a hold up, y'all don't forget about Dre type moment. Mm. Like, hold up, dog. I don't care, man.
I was saying, is he Flash from the Five Heartbeats?
I thought you were talking about Flash from the Justice League.
No, I'm talking about Flash from the Five Heartbeats.
Maybe.
That he joined this other team, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who he replaced, though. But I guess it isn't unilateral, because you got to be replacing somebody else that was good. Like,
I mean, Dario Saric and Robert Covington.
Yeah, but he's got to be a top person, though, kind of like. The top person in the team, basically, if two teams traded two all-stars for each
other. Did, though.
But the other team had to train their all-star for him.
He replaced Markel Fultz, who's the number one pick.
He's still there, though.
I know, but he got replaced and he's still on the team.
And it's messed up the way he kind of sunning him a little bit on a low, like how he's like, he all good, man. Don't even trip on him.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
But I think he's quietly shopping him probably in the background. Like, you know, got the grill of this nigga, though, right? Like in the background to the GM, like, you don't got to get rid of this nigga, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Jimmy
Butler's absolutely going to get somebody else thrown off that team before the end of the year. Jimmy Butler can't just peacefully harmonize into
it. Or can Markelle Fultz be his henchman? Well, he'll do whatever he wants, though, and put in dirty work for him and basically be his kind of like Arsenio Hall to his Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of how LeBron used to have like Damon Jones and all them cats.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where I need somebody that's going to have my back all the time, though. You ain't the best on the team, but you're going to always have a place in my heart and have a place on this squad as long as I'm here.
I'm gonna always make sure your family taken care of.
Exactly. Look, Markel, you almost have to leave, bro. Just roll with me, and I'll never fail you. And look at Damon Jones; he's still coaching, doing all kind of stuff.
LeBron got a whole lot of stepsons that's older than him.
Yeah, he do. Well, Markel Fultz is younger than him, but yes.
Yeah. Well, nobody's ever sunned people quite like LeBron. Maybe Jordan.
Jordan. What about Magic?
Magic seemed like he was for the crew.
He was like, we. I want everybody to get my...
Everybody's going to win.
He was ace from...
Even you, AC. You want a piece of this? No? Okay.
I wonder how much they put toss women in front of him to try to get him to have sex with him.
AC, I bet you AC Green was the 10-year clothes-burning champion of the greater L.A. area, though.
They said he wouldn't even get on women at all, like to keep himself away from
Maybe it's about the fellas. We'll get on that later. We'll touch on that.
put a button in
let's
that.
See, let's put a button in that. Let's touch these emails.
All right. Next up, email. This one's from my frequent listener, Mike D. He says, the Thought Tour was in full effect, I see. Mm-hmm. Daryl was out there. I was watching him on Instagram. He was really going hard in the paint. I thought he had a side chick with him or something and took his phone. Mm. Hey, Mike, I know who you are, man. I'm not going to put your last name out there because you work for the government. Mike D.
Mm-hmm. Work for the government, you're going to get him taken.
Yeah, right.
They're going to send Liam Nielsen after his ass.
Yeah, Mike, I hope to see you at the Iowa State bowl game, though, bro, Mike D. But he continues, I saw you thotting all over the internet, but it was good to see you do your thing out there on the West Coast. I don't even understand why you were even there still.
Nobody does. Nobody fucking knows why he was out there. He just decided to take himself on a trip.
No, it was for a conference for work, man. It was mm-hmm. for a conference for work. Mm-hmm. Then he continues and says, what do you all think about this landscape of college football moving forward? Can they do a thing what the NBA is doing now where players can decide to not play, maybe go to Canada or Europe? I know it's ridiculous even thinking about that, because if I'm a top player, I'm going to go get that bag from Clemson real quick instead of going to play in Europe or in the Canadian Football League. But I wonder if players will be able to have the gumption to be able to want to say, fuck it, I'm going to go get my money instead of the NCAA taking mine. Want to hear y'all thoughts.
Mm.
I mean, we've been thinking about that for years, that it would be,
it would be possible. Depends on where you at. I mean, you know, it ain't nothing new about, you know, the NCAA, you know, stepping in and
taking your bread,
circumventing cats' money. They've been doing that forever. I mean, hell, Michael Jordan and them could have went to the league if it would have even been in somebody's head to do so back then, you know, coming out of high school. But, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, the NCAA, it's going to be an interesting year for the NCAA.
Oh, they, I mean, they're trying to figure out any kind of way to keep people in the NBA now.
Yeah.
They're doing all bets are off. They like, all right, so can you do this for me? Oh, no.
I mean, I look at Zion Williamson every game, and I'm like, why is this happening to these poor kids in college? Like, why do they have to deal with this?
I don't even, I've never got it.
Like, man, bear pig. Just
man bear pig. Man bear pig.
Yeah, shout out to man bear pig.
What is man bear pig?
South Park. Al Gore told us about it. Al Gore let us know man bear pig was coming, but they ain't listening. Now he's running rough shot over everybody.
Man, South Park's got so many seasons. I've
22
seasons. Wow, that's a lot of seasons.
Shout out to longevity. Shit, The Simpsons got like 77.
Yeah, they've been going on since I was in third grade.
That's stupid. Nothing should still exist from when you was in third grade. That was forever ago.
They shouldn't, but they do.
I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, you were born when that. I'm like, hold on. Now you was making me start rethinking what the fuck was going on. I'm like, the fuck? No, man. No. But so you want to go into your quick offhand topic before we jump into the main topic?
So, you know, I've got an editorial. Most people wait and do their editorials. Yeah. Later. I don't.
You don't wait to the end to do your editorials.
I don't like to follow the rules. So here's one thing I need to have happen. And one thing I've realized with social media that makes it tough for me to go about the days of trying to, you know, see what people are sharing that really matter, you know, see what's going on with people that I know and stuff, is mm-hmm. that we are roughly, I think, 2 months in the cuffing season right now, and there still are free agents that haven't signed yet. And I'm starting to get beyond tired of seeing basically the billboard post of people on Facebook.
Oh, what is this?
And on Instagram, and endless selfies, and endless...
That's when you know a girl's single, though, too.
And just nonstop, just, you know, basically just advertising it that, hey, it's cuffing season, and I'm still out here in case you haven't known. I'm going to put it out there. We probably know. Yes. And by this point in time, you probably know how you're going to be spending your winter as a fella.
You've already put your ducks in order.
Now, the brothers that are out there now, most likely, probably are either having unsanctioned bouts with the cuffing season. Where they're not supposed to.
It's some tampering going on.
They're not supposed to. Yes, the Bill Belichick rules of cuffing season. They're not supposed to be playing, but they're still in the game. Like the dude is in a tag team match, and he just slaps dude on the back and jumps in. Like, hold up,
you wasn't supposed to do that.
You wasn't supposed to do that. It's still my turn. So I just, you know, I know it's getting cold outside. It ain't getting no warmer for a little while, even though, you know, the report that came out this week from the government let us know that everything about to get fucked up because global warming not only is real, it's actually, its effects are actually happening right now in real time. But that's a whole nother topic. It's not getting any warmer, and I don't know. I'm never going to tell somebody to just do something for the sake of doing it. But, you know, prime cuffing season additions have already been made. So let's just do this. Let's just leave Facebook and Instagram and all that away from the passive intent, advertising, if you will.
Yes.
And just let the world happen for you. You don't have to put the sign in your front yard to let people know to come find you. If they're going to find you, they're going to find you. But quit muddying up my timeline with all of it.
Or you see the people that got broke up right before cuffing season, they start having those subliminal messages like on their Insta story or on their Facebook or Instagram. You know, a real person would want to be with you if they want to be with you.
Mm.
Or a person makes time for the person they want to make time for.
If something matters, you treat it like it matters.
Yes.
And you make time for it.
You'd be like, oh, she must have just broke up with him.
I'd be like, yo, he definitely was with another chick this past weekend. Like, I saw him at Keith and them shit, and he was vibing.
And you ain't shit for that.
Nigga ain't look sad to me.
He made his time matter.
It also don't look like they just met recently either.
Exactly.
I don't know. See, the worst
time, there's a little bit of tampering going on.
There's a flag on the. A touchdown, but there is definitely a flag down in the backfield.
A little bit of tampering.
But I'm going to tell you, though, the worst time to be trying to deal with somebody on the cuffing season tip is when somebody had just got, let go before cuffing season.
Ooh.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
Because there's always the boomerang time zone as well.
How long do you think the boomerang time zone is?
It would depend on how long they've been together. Uh-huh. Like, if they've been together for under a year, the boomerang is probably like a month, maybe. If it's been over that, you might be rolling into ownership status at that point. Where, you know, in the words of the great Earl Simmons, gave me the pussy, that ass is getting fatter. Like, he is responsible for what you have become. So he can always come back home.
You are a restricted free agent.
He's a Bobby Brown pimp, where he can come back to the group even though he left it.
At any time.
Yes, at any point. So, I just want for us all to just, you know, be responsible this cuffing season, make good decisions, and just realize that if this cuffing season has moved past, A, please don't litter in everybody else's shared social media place, and B, you know, don't force the issue and ruin your cuffing season either. Maybe it's just time to spend time with a book. Maybe it's time to, you know, maybe just, you know, get deeper into you. But don't, you know.
Maybe this is your sabbatical season.
The rest of us are just trying to have fun with the internet, and we don't want to really get that ruined. So
this is really more of a PSA for everybody in the world that's going through their thing of like, hey, you know what? I'm tired of seeing your thing. If a woman really wants to be down, she stay down through all seasons.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, man.
I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Like, nobody wants that in their time zone. Time zone or timeline. Either way.
But the funny thing about that is that who? I mean, because men do that shit too, though. So it's not just, like I said. It's,
oh, no. This isn't just women. No. This dudes be advertising too.
Be like, you know. Brother like me just got the new Jag cleaned. Like, okay, well, I mean, you know, it's a 2005 Jag, but okay. I mean, you got the new Jag cleaned. All right.
Go for it, bro. Do what you got to do.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. Do what you got to do, brother. Do what you got to do. So first up, what do we got first up?
All right. So first up here today, Michael B. Jordan and Roy Jones Jr.
And the Roy. Roy Jones Jr. I actually think this fight will be more competitive than people think, because Roy Jones has been knocked silly for a long time lately. He's been getting knocked, like he's been getting, he got knocked out for at least a good 10, 12 year stretch. Every other year he was getting knocked out, and it was all on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All yeah. over YouTube. All
Roy,
the time.
Roy got that talk like he got knocked out.
His voice has got, before it was just like he just sound country. Now it sounds like, oh, you finna have a bad end of your life. When
now
it comes
he sounds
to speech.
Like he could potentially say something at any point in time, and you don't know what it's going to be. Like, but at the end of the day, though, too, we still talking about one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Roy Jones is one of the best to ever do it.
Michael B. don't want no smoke with Roy Jones.
He don't want to know what the game.
He don't want the body hair record smoke.
He's got to come out to that too. Like, has he ever come out to that?
I don't know. He probably did. I mean,
yeah, he probably did.
It probably was one of them fights that I ain't get. Probably was that Bernard Hopkins fight I watched a couple years ago where I was like, man, I feel gypped by this.
Yeah, or the Antonio Tarver fight where he just danced around the whole ring the whole time, the third one.
Yeah. He, but Michael B. said he's 186 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he don't want that. Roya hurt him. There's still a difference between playing a boxer and being a boxer.
And it's like somebody playing Jordan now.
Like, because let's look at it this way, all right? Let's mm-hmm. not treat Roy Jones like if he walked into a bar right now and somebody, like, shoved him, they was just going to whoop Roy Jones' ass.
Mm-hmm.
Roy going to knock out everybody in most bars in the world that he walked 100%, into.
100%.
You know, so Michael B. is an actor, you know. He probably stands a better chance fighting Chadwick Boseman than fighting Roy Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, on the screen, though.
Oh, so this is
yes.
Not in the real.
Killmonger has a better chance of, because let's remember, even in Creed 2, he ain't even the baddest person in his relationship. Because Valkyrie, Tessa Thompson is Valkyrie, and Valkyrie will whoop Killmonger's ass.
That's true.
Something terrible.
Yeah, she's got superpowers.
She does.
Killmonger just was a nigga from Oakland.
That was just a nigga from Oakland. Now those powers do have powers. But them powers run out when you get into the level of fighting brothers from Tuscaloosa, like Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, well, Panama. Oh, no, he's from Panama City, Florida.
I thought he was from Tuscaloosa.
He's from Panama City. Tuscaloosa is Wilder.
Ah, that's right.
Wilder's from Tuscaloosa. He's from Panama City. Yeah, he's from Panama City. Okay. And he still lives down there.
Well, he don't want that smoke.
Yeah.
Michael B. don't want that smoke.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the movie yet.
It's good.
Gonna try to go next week. I've kind of started only seeing movies on Tuesdays now.
Because the $2 Tuesday. I mean, or not $2. I mean, I call it $2 Tuesday.
$2 holla?
Yeah, the $2 holla.
That's Tuesday.
Thought tour shit.
We don't got that.
Thought tour shit. But if I'm a thought, I'm not supposed to be going to no $2 Tuesday. I'm supposed to be going to, you know, make America great again, Saturdays.
You embracing this.
Yeah, man. If anybody, you know, anybody wants to continue this thought tour.
If anybody wants to fly Daryl out, he's open for it.
But I ain't giving him no ass, though.
He's not coming off of it.
Dude. No, not at
that
all.
That doesn't even cause extra. It's just not.
Yeah, it's not even gonna happen.
He's
so
not, he's not about it.
I'm not tampering right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not tampering
right now. So shout out to all our tamperers out there.
He's already cuffed.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to just fly me out for free, you know, I'll give you great conversation. We kick it. I'll take a whole bunch of pictures, put on my Insta story. All that. You get all those things.
Make his Insta story.
Have you seen them advertise what people they put like on there for like be a Thanksgiving dude? Whatever,
oh, yeah,
different packages.
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
I saw that. I wonder if anybody actually did that. Like, have you ever been the package dude? The dude that you did gets taken around and it's just basically the standee, the mannequin?
Am I knowing that this is happening?
Yeah.
Or I figured it out like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Like, you know,
I'm knowingly. No, I never knowingly.
Huh. I have.
Like, knowingly, like, hey, I needed a date.
That's called a bookmark.
Why is it called a bookmark?
Because you're kind of just standing in the story. You're not really a part of it. You're just kind of standing there for that moment.
Okay.
That's a bookmark.
So you're like a sea filler.
I think everybody that doesn't have a somebody should have a bookmark at least.
So were you hitting at the time though still?
No, you don't hit when you're a bookmark.
Okay.
You're just there.
Well, then I've never done that. Then.
Okay.
If I was ever doing that. Yeah. Like if I was like, huh, you just needed a date, but I'm still hitting though, right? That was my mentality.
There's some stuff you can get out of it though.
What do you get out of the being a bookmark?
Well, it depends on who you're bookmarking for and what you're doing.
Okay. You know. There's different levels to the bookmark.
Yeah, there's different levels to it. Like if you're Thanksgiving bookmarking, you're getting some drink. You're getting a meal.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's coming up. It's just about finding your life's necessities. You know what I mean? It's like you can bookmark if you just want to like quietly audition. You know, being a bookmark is not bad. I spent several years being a bookmark while being a thought in other areas at the same time.
So you was the bookmark, but then going on a thought tour after,
I was like
after 8 o'clock.
I was like a Splacavelli.
A Splacavelli. That's a deep cut.
Not your boyfriend.
Pressure.
Not your
husband.
Shout
out to Pressure.
I'm just a man that's doing it right. Take it all night.
Yo, I ain't heard Splacavelli in a long ass time.
Watch that video. Hey.
Oh, no. I remember. I need to rewatch it now.
Peep that Splacavelli video. We might even drop it in the timeline to go with it.
Yeah, you know what? I might have to put it in the notes.
Holiday Splacavellis.
Look, shout out to all our Splacavellis out there. Doing the Lord's work, as they say. So, man, what's going on with your boy Dwight Howard here, man?
Hold on. Before we get to him, I want to talk about, you know, we got another episode of OG Hour coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm definitely going to bring this up with him, but I got to talk about it in advance. Michael Vick came out and told Lamar Jackson he needs to stop all that running, basically.
Yeah, you can't be running for 200 yards in the game.
He said that's not going to work out in your long-term interest.
Because he broke his ankle, right? Yeah, like the season. Yeah, before the season before the dogs, right?
Yeah, he messed that ankle up, and
he had nothing to do fighting dogs.
Michael Vick is on the all damn. You almost was that guy team, like across all sports. If you had like a top five, you was damn. You was almost that guy. You know, Michael Vick is. And Michael Vick, you know, he did it. Like he had.
Does he make the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay.
No, but like, there's no reason why he shouldn't have though. But
his career was set up for him to be.
But yeah, like he was set up to win. Like
he was set up to actually take black quarterbacks to that next pantheon.
Like he just showed up probably like 10 years too early. Like Michael Vick was playing right now. Oh my god,
10 years too early. I'm trying to think. That's a good point. I've never
because
thought
Lamar Jackson isn't as good as Michael Vick.
No.
Michael Vick had that arm. He had the whole thing.
No.
Like he just showed up 10 years too early. But like he gives Lamar Jackson the advice of saying it can't just be about running. And I was saying that same thing. Like, you can't just be running like that in the NFL. Like, they brought him out there like a JFL kid that was better than everybody else.
Everybody in the whole league.
Yeah, like, they was just like, hey, we're just going to run the ball. Like, dude, they didn't throw the ball for a whole quarter in the NFL. I was like, how? Like, how do you even?
This is not college. You can't run a triple option?
Like, how can you do that? They were running yeah, like wishbones and triple
options. Running a wing tee.
And I was like, please don't do this. I don't want to see both that running back and that quarterback get hit at the same time.
And be out.
Yeah, like, you can't do that with these linebackers now just running like 4-4s. They're going to hit you and hurt you. But if there's anybody on life that you in life that you should listen to, I would say Mike Vick need to be up there. Because when it comes to NFL careers, he can probably tell you everything you need to do and not to do. Because nobody's ever been drafted into a better position in the history of professional sports than Michael Vick going to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yo, you got, they said he literally changed the culture of Atlanta.
Yeah, he's the outcast of football.
Because the Atlanta, because people would be like, what about the Dirty Birds and Jamal? No, nobody's fucking on Jamal. Pomade Anderson. Nobody was fucking with that team. That team wasn't supposed to be in the Super Bowl, and they know that too.
Right.
Atlanta Falcons know they wasn't supposed to be there. That was Minnesota's spot.
That was supposed to be
Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That was Minnesota's spot.
Gary Anderson missed that kick.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I mean, Atlanta didn't even believe they were supposed to be there. That's why they got dusted off in that Super Bowl. They weren't even supposed to be there.
Who'd they play that?
The Broncos.
Oh yeah, that was the Broncos last one.
Yep, that was the one when Elway went out on the end. They didn't even expect to be there. So I'm not even. But when Vic came, you got to think. They said the dome was selling out. People was just paying tickets just to be in the parking lot, just to be able to hang out and kick it.
That Vic,
because it was
seven,
so many people
that
kicking.
That Vic number seven jersey, that black one was everywhere. When they switched to them red and white ones, that red Michael Vick jersey was everywhere. Everywhere.
The black one too.
I know the black one, but when they switched from the original rookie year jerseys,
they had. Oh, you know, because they was just white and black. You because they just had the white and black joints.
Then they added that red joint.
They did.
Michael Vick was as for the.
They
culture.
made a home jersey with the red joint too. Yeah, yeah. The alternate
Vick was
red.
As much for the culture as anybody in history.
Yeah, man, you got to think what he's from. What he's from Hampton, Virginia too, isn't
yeah.
he? So you got to think him. He's from Mike Vick. I mean, not Mike Vick. Iverson.
Yeah.
All them Newport News. Oh no, Newport News is where they from.
Yeah, he's from
the Bad News Newport. The Bad News Newport News.
That's right.
He's from the Bad News Bears.
Yeah, Michael Vick, Allen Iverson, Randy Moss.
Shout out to his brother Marcus Vick.
Strawberry. I mean, I'm just talking
all
about
them from Newport News.
No, I'm just talking about all OGs. Oh, just cats that was just for the people.
They like, for the people. They were
like for the fucking
OJ.
Well.
No, I'm playing. He went for the people. He went for the people.
OJ was the antithesis of the people. He was running away from his blackness. Like, ooh, these black lips. Let me get away from them.
Until after he got that case, then he was
then
all of a sudden he was
power to the people.
Yeah, then he was all about his blackness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lamar Jackson's got to chill, man. I know he's in a situation where he's trying to get a starting spot. He got to chill with it, man.
They got to call some plays for him. Quit treating him like a gimmick cat, or you're gonna end up like Pat White.
Yeah, where's Pat White right now?
Is Pat White got them lights turned out on that sideline and ain't played since.
Oh, that's right.
Because they was running that Wildcat with his ass and ran him out there, and then dude hit him on the sideline. He's laying on the ground like Manny Pacquiao.
And we ain't seen it from him again.
Ain't seen him since. What happened to that boy?
What you call it, too? Boo! So we might as well go to this elephant in the room, this Dwight Howard right. situation, man. We got to go here now.
Well... I feel like this is something if I was writing to your lap.
Oh, because of my thought tour? You
no. We ain't going that goddamn.
Right.
I'm just talking about these kind of topics. These topics tend to lean towards your expertise.
One, I don't believe it's true. I want to say I don't believe it's true.
Can we
put
secret
know.
Lovers behind
oh,
this?
No, we can't do that. I'm not editing the show to have secret lovers in the background. We can't do that. We can't be that petty, man. I mean, this, if you don't know, Dwight Howard has allegedly been caught out there with a. She doesn't call herself. He doesn't. He's a gay male. He doesn't call himself transgender. He says he's just a gay male. He's not transgender. He's just a gay male.
I mean.
And he says that he's been having relations with Dwight for some years, right?
Yeah.
But then, and then he got like his pastor on. Recorded on calls,
so
they some threats
the
of violence.
Masson,
but then she's dropping a book though. She dropped a book before.
Elegy or whatever the hell his name.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Says Dwight Howard and his pastor threatened him with violence if he didn't keep quiet. And remember, Dwight Howard has missed the entire season with a butt injury too. Like it literally says next to the injury report
on Yahoo Sports
buttocks. The proof here is,
and he claims that he was a bottom and liked to take it. Now that's none of our business, for real. Whatever he wants to get down, look, we all got a proclivities, whatever the fuck we want. That's what is for him. My thing, I think, more of this discussion is. Can anyone just put anybody out there now in general? Because this dude's writing, dropping a book like next week or some shit. So that's what makes me be like, damn, like, all this shit is like, I know Michael Jordan is shaking in his boots right now because he just like, all the crazy shit they was doing back in the 90s.
Oh, my God. You think? I
wonder if he just sends random women just $1,000 randomly for Christmas. Just to make sure everything's cool. Or NBA players in general from the past, like, just make sure everything's cool. $1,000, happy Merry Christmas. Here's $1,000.
No, man. Mike had a strong grasp. He had the Chicago Crips with him, didn't he?
No, you just want the Vice Lords.
The Vice Lords. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know, man. Mike probably was taken care of. Mike was probably as insulated as anybody else.
Yeah, because he had Nike reps taking care of him too. Yeah. So insulated.
Probably feeding
so Jordan. Who would be in? And Dominique's got love in them streets. I'm trying to think of like the cats. Pat.
Somebody that's got to protect.
Oak is good. Oak is good off by proxy of Jordan. Jordan is going by proxy take care of Oak. Oak is probably the one that got the Vice Lords involved. He's the one that probably broke with the meeting.
Charles Oakley probably had them cats off Meteor Man with him.
The Golden Lords?
The Golden Lords and the Vice Lords. Had them both. Jordan was just protected. You got Charles Oakley was like Goro for that nigga.
He did everything. He had all them hands. He had everything.
Yeah, he just had Goro. He was just on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Who's worrying from the 80s and 90s as an NBA athlete of what can come out about
gonna
them?
That's going
to
hit the scene?
Or just that they sent $1,000 Christmas present to whoever.
$1,000 ain't enough.
But I'm saying every Christmas, though.
That's not enough. You know how much money people can make out putting them out of there?
But, I mean, I guess how big of a priority, I mean, how big of a profile.
My question is this. Dwight Howard been stealing a lot of money for a lot of years from a lot of NBA teams.
He also has, like, 9 to 10 kids, though, too.
What's more important, supporting your children or keeping your buttocks injuries out of the public sphere? This is the plight of modern-day millennial fatherhood.
I mean, if I was down with a situation like that where I liked getting my buttocks tapped,
allegedly,
big time, allegedly,
yeah.
I want my kids to be taken care of before that. Fuck it, if I like that, I like that. Fuck it. No, Ray, straight up, if I like it, I like it. Fuck it, brother. That's sure my kids are straight. I got 10 of them. Who has? Would Dwight Howard eclipse Sean Kemp with kids, though?
Oh.
That is a question I've been wanting to ask for months.
I mean,
Kemp is sitting around 12. How many? Jason Caffey's up there, too.
How many does Cromartie have?
Cromartie's in 10-ish range, too, though. I was trying to keep it all NBA, though. I wasn't trying to go. I was trying to say NBA. Because Travis Henry's up there, too. If you want to bring in all NFL players, you finna Google who has what athletes have the most. I'm sorry, I see you on your laptop going. And listeners, he's profusely going fast on here for this Google search. But I know Jason Caffey's up there too.
Ranker has done a thing about this.
Yeah, no. I read it before. I think Jason Caffey's number one. Is he number one?
I don't know. I haven't got to it yet. Oh, hey, look, Scottie Pippen's here.
Scottie Pippen's on there. How many kids he got? He's got 4 or 5 with his ex. Well, that's not a lot of kids.
I don't know why he's on this. This isn't a good thing.
Obviously. Yeah, no. Go to like Wags, one of them sites where they get down and dirty.
I didn't know this was a site.
Yeah, it's a site where women just really just talk about dudes, like women that are boyfriend and girlfriends of athletes and husband and wives. I've Googled to see, like, I be nosy and shit like anybody else. Where you Google, like, man, let me see, what his wife look like. And then you get. That's how I found out about this other website.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's. I don't know. But either way.
Yes.
Dwight Howard, it's out there. Has anybody? You talk about people who had the chance to have that career. This is just the cherry on the proverbial top.
Yeah.
Of the decimation.
Here you go.
Of this dude's entire reputation. He was already looked at as being a cancer, being a sucker and a chump. But now. I mean, here's the thing. He could ball, dog. Like Dwight Howard could ball.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
But can he be now?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, man. He's good. He's going to make the Hall of Fame.
That's tough, man.
He's going
to
make
Not to say that the Hall of Fame isn't without its fair share of controversy. I mean, Ray Allen got in this past year.
Yeah, he's going to make the
Sugar
Hall of
Ray.
Fame. Yeah.
Sugar Ray of DM, of grimy DM fame.
Look, Sugar Ray probably tried to get our podcast shit down multiple times because every time that pops up with this whole thing.
We don't need snipers looking for us now.
Because he probably is like, man, it's been suppressed. And then we re-release the episode every 2 years. And then it comes back up and like, man, Ray Allen was in that thing. And be like, ooh, these goddamn motherfuckers, scenario motherfuckers. So shout out to you though, man, Ray Allen. But no, I think, I mean, it's, I mean, yo, if Dwight Howard wants that and he likes that dude, fuck it, man. He likes to get down like that. That's what it is, man. But I don't like the idea that, yo, I'm ready to come. And really, I guess the, I mean, I'm sure there were other people that came out with salacious books about people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I feel like all this came big for real with Superhead, though. Like, I feel that.
She switched the game up.
Yeah, man. Everybody was like, yo, I can get me a check. Because she was a New York Times bestseller with that shit, G.
Yeah. Yeah.
She monetized the shit out of that shit.
The hoe and snitch game.
Monetize the fuck out.
The thing that people got to be worried about now are problems that I just didn't even realize. Like, I was talking to my undergrads not that long ago and realized that when they have a house party and shit, they be having to worry about Snapchat and Facebook and all this type of stuff. And I'm like, the things that we was doing at house parties, you know, 15 years ago, there ain't no goddamn way.
No. But also, they're on the self-snitching community as well. Shout out to Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I didn't even know that dude was in jail.
You didn't know he was a he's in fed, too.
I feel like he's just a thing, that like a figment of my imagination that I'm not even sure he's actually real. I don't know if I'm admitting that he's actually a real thing.
So you just like, I don't even know if this is even...
Man. I don't know. Do I have to? Like, have you ever seen him like in real life?
No.
I think I got a concussion one day. And so he's just the result of it.
So do we have multiple? I mean, do I have one too then? Because I mean, I've seen the same thing as well.
Do you have, what do you mean? Do you have a concussion?
Yeah, I mean, because I've seen them as well. A lot of us have seen this individual. Why is it only, I guess, you are saying that you're the one that had a concussion?
Because I just refuse to acknowledge.
Okay.
I'm not giving it reality. Like, if there's something around there that I just can't fathom, like, it's just too big for me to get. I just don't understand it, so I don't even engage with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm good. Like, I'm straight. I'm all right on that. So Dwight Howard, man, I mean, all right, man. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like...
But I mean, no, but my thing is, that, like, are we a society? We believe lies, but lies feel better than truth, man, most times, man. And I think that's what we're... I mean, it's always been like that, but I feel like it's just way more salacious now with it.
Well, I mean, when people is out here dramatizing things to get their money up, it's going to always be a little bit more salacious. Salacious is a good word. Yeah. Salacious makes things sound.
Oh, salacious.
Like, I hope I've never been involved in anything salacious in my life.
I'm sure you have.
I don't see how. I don't see when. I don't think I'm important enough to be involved in salacious activity.
I think we all have been in salacious.
I think maybe you.
Oh, I know I have.
No, yeah.
Oh, I ain't going to sit there in
early 2000s.
Ooh.
Through mid-2000s.
Even to the latter 2000s.
To the early aught-teens.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think, man. Free time was in full swinging lane, boy.
Swing-a-ling.
Literally, swing-a-ling.
Speaking of which, news came out this week that a man in Florida was busted for tricking over 150 dudes into doing gay porn.
Now
let's dissect this before we go into this. Florida man, number one.
Makes sense.
You should be concerned right away. Florida man. Busted into tricking 150 straight dudes into gay porn? Like, what type of voodoo game are you running where dudes is coming in 100% straight and they leaving to something other than that? Did he have Chick-fil-A? Did he have have some of that malt liquor you got in your garage?
I mean, you had the one dude I think it was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that was sneaking a dude's windows, giving him head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really true. Like, he was, like, putting something in, like putting, like, a needle in them and knocking them out and then giving them head.
That's beyond ridiculous. Climbing in the window.
Climbing through the windows, multiple windows in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But now this one's a little bit different.
This dude's name, it's a 33-year-old dude named Brian DeMoistier.
So once again, what were they coming on the pretenses of coming over for? What did they think they were
coming? Brian DeMoistier. He reportedly taped himself having sex with at least 80 unsuspecting straight men to produce internet porn videos.
How many videos? How much? God damn.
He went by the screen name Susan Leon 33326. Lured men to his home, made sex tapes, and uploaded them to a porn site. And the unlawful recordings went on Straight Boys, a website that features straight men being conned into accepting gay sex acts while being blindfolded. I feel like there might have been some consent in this.
Yeah. They may have all been men that were gay and they just didn't want to be filmed, though. I think the part with, I think it was consensual sex potentially, but not, it's not consensual to be videotaped.
How you trick somebody into being gay?
Right. I mean, it's like the one boxer. Remember, was that boxer a couple years ago that said he got, because he got put on that gay site or whatever, and he said that he went over there to just take some pictures or something. So, and then he, next thing he know, he's doing gay porn or whatever. And then, no, next thing you know, he wakes up, he on the train. Going back home. He got some of his drink. Next thing you know, he on the train.
See.
But then, like, people, like, shout out to my homegirl, Harlem, who's been on Stroud Locas multiple times. She actually watched. She said he was wide awake during the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Bright-eyed. All about the whole
nobody
situation.
Nobody ever put two legs up when they've been unconscious.
Yeah. It was, yeah, so it, I mean, that society we live in is the fact that some people are so scared to be true to who they are. Or whatever. And then you made, you brought up a great point before, and you said that, why do you have anything to say you're gay? But offline, you know what I'm saying? You said that.
Well, yeah. I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, you know, the way I look at it is, like, you don't hear people coming out as straight. You know what I mean? So, like, why do you got to come out as gay? Like, we got to get to past this point where we look at things as one thing as being normal and one thing not. Because that kind of defeats the whole purpose of respecting people's humanity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, whoever you are, just be who you are. I've never had any expectation of anybody coming out to tell me anything. You introduce information how you want to, and you live the life how you want to. But unfortunately, I still think that we might be a generation or two away from, I think, to those lines being completely acceptable. But I
do think
the thing I've seen in my life, aside from cell phone technology, that's gone the furthest in my life, has been the acceptance of, I think, maybe not the, I don't know, the awareness, I think, of gay culture. Acceptance, I think, we're still far away from. But I think that the two things I can stand out at the end of the day is that cell phones have got dope as hell since they came out, and that we are way more aware of gay culture than we were before.
100%. 100%. And it's in the media. It's everywhere that we, you know, frequent. It's there. And a part of it is, look, we ain't going to be a part of it. Knowing, we're not going to be as understanding of it, and we're learning to be better understanding, but it's not for us. It's not for us to understand all that shit. Like, well, I don't understand. It's not for you to understand. It's their fucking life.
It's nothing to understand.
It's their fucking life.
It's nothing to understand. Just no more than you need to understand that I got a girlfriend. I don't need to understand that you have a boyfriend. Like, it just doesn't. I don't need it. It doesn't even have a thing. To me, it's not even a topic. Like, it's who you are. You know what I mean? But, you know, everybody's not, you know, in that mindset. But still, at the same time, don't be tricking people into your bed, no matter what they are. Well, what you doing? Don't trick people into your bed. That is not a place for shenanigans and bullshit.
Don't trick them into your bed. Please don't, people.
Let's go to the hero of the week here. People, an everyday citizen stepping up to do what they need to do in order to make a difference in this world. So, as you know, things have been getting progressively more ridiculous at the border as number 45 has continued to be on that BS. So, Cards Against Humanity has stepped up to try to make a difference. Cards Against Humanity actually is buying land on the border of the United States so that Trump can't militarize private property. Cards Against Humanity, of all people. A representative from Cards Against Humanity said, "We purchased a plot of vacant land on the border and have retained a law firm specializing in eminent domain to make it as time-consuming and expensive as possible for the wall to get built." The company said in a post advertising a holiday promotion, which it was in a map of the land for people who want to buy in.
It was $15. They raised, everybody donated $15, and they got 150,000 people donate.
I'd like to get an update on how the wall's going between us and motherfucking Canada. Or are we just doing this along Mexico for some reason? So Canadians are good.
Well, you know he's trying to stop the wall. He's trying to have a government stoppage unless they do figure out something about a wall.
I've heard.
Yeah.
But my question has always been, why are we not building a wall to the north, too?
Well, you know why.
Is it because Canadian people look white?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Is he not offended by French, or is it just...
No, he likes to fuck a lot of French girls. That's why he lives. Let's keep that pipeline going. He likes to keep that pipeline going. He likes to keep that pipeline way open.
Oh.
You know, he loves Montreal, probably, and he wants to keep that pipeline open.
Montreal. Toronto is a true feast.
Yeah, or it goes down in both cities.
I think SummerSlam is in Toronto next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. My thought tour man to go to Montreal and Toronto.
What's so messed up is people. You're going to start doing podcast thoughtcast?
Thoughtcast. What's so funny is people are going to start calling anytime somebody go out of town for anything a thought tour. Like, it's going to start being a thing like, oh, I look like Matt on his thought tour. He went to Nashville.
Nashville, a place you would go to on a thought tour.
Yeah.
Maybe like an undergrad thought
so hold
tour.
On. So if your school goes to the Music City Bowl, if you go to the game, you go.
I'm not going to the game. No.
Oh, you're not going to go to regardless of where it is?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Really?
No.
Just date-wise or just?
I'm good, man. I've been traveling a lot.
He's like, I need to
calm the
fuck down.
I gotta go to Mexico in a couple weeks.
Okay. Oh, shit. Look, whatever you owe, shit.
My thought-ass line brother getting married.
So you're going to be on a thought tour. You went international with your thought
I'm
tour.
I'm taking a girl with me. You can't go on a thought tour if you take a girl with you.
So that's the parameters that you go. You're going dull.
You don't make it sound like it's like some kind of way I'm hiding my trip by taking. You're going to make her sound like a beard.
Shout out to Dwight Howard. nah, I'm playing. Oh man, but this time for everyone's favorite segment.
Uh-oh. Is it time for that special?
You know it. This music is finna come on in for you now. You already know it. This week in racism.
This week
in racism.
In racism.
Oh, and this is a good one, y'all. Oh, this is a great good one. Oh, yeah, this one. Oh, this is maybe the best one we've had so far.
You know, yeah, because you know how baseball is technically the national pastime.
You goddamn right. And well, TWIB is
in lieu of that, a national pastime for white people is trying to appropriate other people into Christianity. That's just something they've been doing for as long as time has existed. So I don't know if y'all all heard about this, but John Allen Chow, a 26-year-old, was shot dead with arrows when he crossed into remote North Sentinel Island last week. Now, what is North Sentinel Island, might you ask? It is one of the world's most isolated regions in Indians, Andaman Islands, and is off limits to visitors. Child, however, paid local fishermen to help him get to the island that Thursday, and in response, he was I'm sorry.
No, he tried multiple times.
But he finally got somebody to take him over.
Right, but no, first time, I guess they were trying to go over and they were shooting at him already.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, hell no. Yeah, they turned around.
They turned back. He had some real niggas who was willing that time.
He's like, no, man.
But he finally got somebody who was willing to do it. So he got shot at, but that time he was able to get back to the boat.
Right.
And was able to, you know, he wrote a letter to his parents and journal entries. And in these letters, he detailed how committed he was to teaching that tribe about Jesus Christ. In a letter dated...
You know, it's illegal to go there, too, now, people. It's illegal to go there.
You can't do it. You have to leave these people alone. In a letter dated November 16th, Chow asked his parents not to be mad at the tribe or at God if he was killed. He returned to the island the next day. And fishermen said they saw him dragging his body away
immediately.
Into the woods.
Them cats had dropped him off and only hadn't got more than 20 feet. They'd already dragged his ass out.
So there's still places on Earth that don't know about the rest of us. And they see things that are happening and they're like, oh, hell no. What's that?
Well, no. What part of it is that they already were trying to be colonized already. I read the story behind it.
Yeah.
People already tried to do missionary work there and stuff. And they fucked them up. And they killed like three-fourths of their people. Mm-hmm. So they like, fuck them motherfuckers, period.
Right.
And then people are like, well, we ain't going to fuck with them no more. And then they already have a thing with white people in general, period.
Yes.
Coming onto the land.
Yes.
Now, if you send a black person like Jesse Jackson, maybe you can get something done.
Well, you know, one thing you never got to worry about niggas doing is getting on a boat with some cats from somewhere else and taking a boat to another little piece of land where cats are shooting arrows
what?
At them.
Hell no.
What the fuck?
Yo, and they arrow game must have been on point. They got that motherfucker getting right off the beach.
That's like
that motherfucker barely got off the wet sand to the dry sand, and it got
this,
popped.
What this is like if you did reverse DSEG and you took kids from out in the sticks and brought them into like the city and had them go to school there.
It'd be what movie would I'm trying to think what movie is that where it happened? It's basically Save the Last Dance, ain't it? Let's Save the Last Dance.
That is you're right.
Let's Save the Last Dance.
That's right. But the magic of urban contemporary dance couldn't save this silly
to save everybody, right?
Listen, man, white people, leave people alone. Like, y'all tried this shit a long time ago, and everybody saw it and was like, I'm not letting them come up over here no more. Just imagine if we would have seen that shit happening way, way back in the day and been like, nah, this podcast would be in a whole different language. Because we wouldn't be over here.
No. No, we'd have 10 kids each.
Yeah.
Living because we ain't married. We'd be married to multiple people.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of us may be monogamous. I'm not sure what culture we would come from. But
deitism and all that stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, but that dude, like, but this is the thing is that the even more this week than whiteness is the people, his family wants to go over there and try to avenge his death.
Yeah.
Did you hear that part?
Go over there and do that.
Good
slide
luck.
Slide on over.
Good luck.
Slide on over and avenge his death.
Good
nigga,
luck.
You ain't Batman, nigga.
Good luck.
You lost your mind.
If anything, even if they go over with guns, though, and they killed some people and got the UN finna get your ass, you gonna lock you up anyway.
Yeah, you fucked up either way.
Because they're fucking supposed to be off guard. You're not supposed to be there, period.
Yeah. Well, and the reason why they do it is they say is that they haven't been exposed to the outside world. Like, even things like colds for us could wipe them out.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know any
like,
kind
they don't
of
have
thing.
Any vaccinations. They ain't never, like, grown into that. Like, here's the thing. If they over there doing their thing, leave them alone. Treat them like I treat motherfuckers in Idaho. Listen, they up there. I'm not bothering them. Live your life. I don't ever plan on coming. So just live your life. You've never once heard me be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Montana, and I'm going to mix it up with some people up there. Now, I'm aware of the fact Montana is in the United States, but not really. It ain't like a real nigga hotbed, so no. I ain't going.
Never met a black person from Montana.
Okay. No, hell no. That's one of the places you see a license plate from, you'd be like, you stole that car.
And you see somebody blacking, or it's a rental car.
A rental car. You got to get. They probably only rent out horse and buggies up there in Montana. Only people live in Montana is people that ain't never left and people that are so rich they got to stay the hell away from people.
Ooh,
I don't fall in either one of those
categories. Yeah. Or Kanye West was up in Wyoming.
Exactly. The defense rests.
Yeah. Or if you play for University of Wyoming or Montana State or one of those places where you playing.
My homeboy actually lives in Montana that I grew up with. He moved up there. He's like an AD up there.
Okay, but he's up there for work.
Yeah. I'm not just going, though.
Yeah. He's like trying to... I'm sure that's not his last stop he wants to be
at. No, he's from East St. Louis, so I'm sure he's probably not going to stay in Montana for it. But he might. Might have it pretty good up there. Never know. Can't cost much to live in Montana.
Oh, you probably... I'd take you probably back to college money.
I mean, what was that? We did it not that long ago where we did the dates.
Yeah,
Montana was like $36.
Yeah. Oh, you up there? You go up there to a couple of hundred.
Living. It's like college town.
That's what I was saying. Like college town.
I gotta go to my college town this weekend. I was like, oh, fantastic! I'm gonna turn up. I'm gonna take $40 in cash with me. With 20. Living.
That's real.
Living.
That's real. All
right, man. Well, hey, again, that's this week in racism, man. Stop trying to assimilate people into your beliefs. Jesus ain't send you to that island to fuck with them people.
Stop.
Now they just sent you to Jesus. Look at that.
If he exists.
Don't go somewhere. Don't go somewhere and let somebody else. Don't go somewhere trying to introduce somebody to Jesus and they introduce you to Jesus.
If he exists.
Oh, Lord.
So that was This Week in Racism. Let's get in our main topic. Matt, you brought up this topic, so you might as well kick it on off.
All right, man. So, you know, scenario of the week time. This is a conflicting situation to me because I think that this is a place that many brothers have found themselves in before. And it's absolutely...
I don't know. Because every brother is not... can't have...
Many brothers.
Many.
Many
okay,
brothers
I said some brothers can't have these kind of relationships with opposite sex.
That might be true. But... this is most certainly a problem that women will never have because women will immediately just 86 situation by telling on whoever it is that did what and it's out the window or just by accidentally talking too much and then it ends up being put out there. But so
this week, the scenario I'm putting forth is, what is your responsibility to the rules of man law if the man that is being affected by the law violation is friends with a is dating a female friend of yours? Who does your allegiance hold to in that situation? Is it the bro code, or is it to your actual friend?
I've been in this situation.
I was in it not too long ago. That's why I thought it was time to bring it
up. I've been in it multiple times.
So let's lay the scenario out so that people can kind of get an idea. So let's say you go out, right, and you see a guy that is dating, or you believe is dating, you know, like they've been together with one of your homegirls, but he with another chick. And you already can tell by the situation, about the vibe, it ain't just, you know, he with his cousin out doing something like that. You know the situation because you ain't no dummy, and you might have been there before yourself.
You might have been tampering.
You might have been in a situation of sorts like that yourself before, so you recognize it. Yes, tampering.
We need to start using that as a term, tampering.
White collar crime is what that's called. So, I mean, you in that situation, you see it. What do you do? Is your allegiance to be like, damn, man, this ain't really got nothing to do with me? But then you run the risk of him popping back up with your homegirl. You'd be like, damn, did I just betray her too? Because she out here none the wiser. What am I supposed to do in this situation?
So is it, so how, my first question is for you in this, in a scenario, is it obvious where he like up on, does he see me?
No. But we can do it both ways. He sees you and he don't see you.
See, when I've had situations like that, if he didn't see me, I kind of keep it a hands-off thing of like, okay, if I catch this dude out here again, then I usually normally talk to the dude first and be like, hey, man, I ain't telling you how to approach the situation at all, but you can't be wilding out all out in public like this if you're going to get down like this. I usually give like the warning shot like, yo. But normally, other men can know another dude ain't shit though in general. So I probably didn't already told her this nigga wasn't shit though beforehand. And I just had no proof. So I probably already told her like this dude be on some shit already. I just ain't got the evidence for it. But I'm gonna give you the word thought, be like, yo, hey man, yo, you can't be wilding like this though, dude.
Like it's kind of within my responsibility. I'm telling you right now, I'm not gonna do it.
Because I'm giving you a protocol off the bro code, like, yo, if you go, I ain't telling you how to get down your relationship because that ain't none of my business.
Right.
But don't be sitting out in the middle of Central West End out there having drinks and chilling with no chick.
Right.
At least I respect my homegirl enough like that.
So is the, but then. The
now, if I'm somewhere random that I know that I shouldn't be at either, then we on the same thing. I may have a friend in need.
You might have a confidant. You might have somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Back in my day, though, you see somebody, so you're like, damn. You know what, man? You want a drink? Like, we in the same spot.
So, I mean, but like, is the allegiance?
It's to her, 100%. But I'm going to give him the opening, like, the check. I'm being like, hey, man, this don't be out here like this.
All right, that might be fair. That might be fair. For me,
I... But I'm just, like I said, I'm probably already told her he ain't shit beforehand.
What happens if you out with your lady and she sees it and you got to be like, hold up?
Well,
do you gotta,
that is a great question.
Do you have to stand up for the principles of...
Or
is he caught up at that point?
Well, but you didn't put a whole nother caveat in it now, too, because your lady may not be cool with you having a girl as a friend anyway in the first place, so she may not give a fuck, period. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, or she be like, well, shit, I don't even like that bitch that much anyway. Like,
what if it's her home girl?
See, now you... Then I ain't been in that. I ain't been in that situation.
Mutual friends, and you see. And you see the insurgent. Out there acting in a reckless manner, and you see, and your girl.
See, my thing is reckless.
And your girl is ready to get reckless.
See, my thing.
And you got to be like,
yo, you got to chill, B.
Do you say you got to chill? Because at that point, are you co-signing the activity by telling her she got to chill?
No. You can't go. None of this, period, can't be wilding out like this, period. We in public. Ain't none of this supposed to happen then. Now, if you want to, and none of this, period, I'm talking about ain't no picture. Yo, you just call your homegirl up, do what you got to do on that accord. That's what it is. If you feel you got to take it there. But if it's different. That's hard because what if your friend, your girl, has got real cool with your friend that's a girl? That can, now that's happened to me.
Girls are going to bond.
Right.
Women bond at a rate that's just like scientific how much they bond together.
Now, question for you on this side, though. I'm gonna reflip this whole scenario, though.
Reflip it.
Do you tell if... So, you with your home girl, you with your girl, mm-hmm. her friend mm-hmm. out there acting bad, mm-hmm. do you check, like, do you say anything to her dude?
Her.
But you're cool with him, not, you're only cool with him because of her, though, because of the other friend. So, let's say.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. You're saying the page with me, though.
I say that the bonds of.
But I think girls may get a little bit different, though. I think girls could potentially dime you out, period.
I think girls will dime you out regardless. Any situation.
If they met you for 15 minutes.
Any situation like, where there could be some diamond going on, they're going to get you. Because they're here for the drama. We're more or less trying to stay away from it in most situations.
I'm trying, like, I didn't even see this for real. Like, I'm like, man, don't even look at me. Give me eye contact.
Yeah, like sometimes you got to see some stuff and you got to just be like, I don't even want to know what I would have to do in this situation to get out of this. We about to go around the corner.
Exactly. So that's why I'm looking at it. And that's hard, man. I think it's harder when you're kind of cool with somebody on a cool basis, though. I think that's even worse, though.
Like, at what extent does man code stand in? Is man code a general bond between all men, whether you know them or not?
Yes, but that's why I gave you the
because there's a lot of brothers that are egregious violators of man code.
Oh,
all the
yeah,
time.
Of
like,
course.
Like you always, anytime you out here shooting the J at another dude, chick, you breaking up the bond in a way.
Yeah, but I also come from the school that, like, you know, you gotta let her choose. We've always said that, so
that's
I can't be
one.
The
that's
yeah
rule number one. Let her choose. But if you're doing dirty macking, though, and then
now dirty macking is different, though. Dirty macking is because I mean, now dirty macking is if you're going out the way to holler at someone else's woman. Yeah. Now if she choosing up on you, then it kind of changes up the scenario.
Dirty
the situation.
Macking is especially when you hollering at somebody's woman that you is in a circle with.
Oh, that's like grimy macking. Okay. Dirty macking is if you know like I'm trying to pop at somebody's lady and I know it's her lady. Now she throwing it at you, she choosing.
Yeah.
Then you can put your own morals on bond, whatever.
That's
it may be.
We're gonna call that muddy macking when you hollering at somebody's chick. You like
in your crew?
Like you over at the house, and you hollering at his chick in the kitchen when she coming in to drop the dishes off or something.
Look, I'm so bad with my thing though of not being a dirty mac. If I'm just even transitionally cool with you, I won't holler at no chick I know you was kicking with. Mm. Like, if I'm cool with you and we've had drinks and we done laughed it up and chopped it up and I met her and, you know, I met Erica and Dave is, you know, this dude I'm cool with, I met through you or something, but I'm not cool with him, I'm not going to holler. Like, she's off limits to me, period. Because I'm, you know what I'm saying, period, because I got cool with you.
Yes.
I figure it's too many women for me to be trying to get at your woman.
Yes, that's true.
But like, period. But that's just kind
of
how I rock.
People about that instant satisfaction though, too. Like you still got them young brothers that's still in numbers mode, where they just want to get their numbers up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dirtiest macking of all happens between the ages of 25 and 35.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I was gonna say 18 to 30.
Well, 18.
I'm saying that's when the dirtiest macking goes on is 18 to 22.
I think that the dirtiest macking starts happening at 25
because
you got.
Oh, you're saying because there's way more emotions or way more like stuff
on
the line.
There's a lot more. No. I think the dirtiest macking start happening when people got the ways and means to dirty mac on a different level.
So
when you out of college, you ain't got no goddamn money to truly be dirty macking. You just gorilla pimping in college.
Oh, you just hoping something fall on your lap.
Yeah,
basically.
You just gorilla pimping when you 18, 19, 20, 21. You know,
okay.
College or no college. I mean, you just gorilla pimping at that point. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you start to get out in that world, mid-20s or so, you got your first little job, maybe your second little job, getting a little something underneath you can start to do a little bit of that. I'm buying these drinks, macking, and I'm doing a little bit of that.
I'm sending some flowers to your gig, macking.
Yeah, dirty macking, like that type of macking. See, like, here's the difference between gorilla pimping and dirty macking. Gorilla pimping will get you in a fight. Dirty macking will get you killed.
Gorilla pimping will get you unsnapped.
Yeah.
No, gorilla pimping will get you just in a bottom line. In the
gorilla pimping will get you on World Star.
Yeah. What you call get you on Investigation ID?
Dirty macking
Investigation
on
ID.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
On First 48.
So no, that's real though, man.
Dirty Mackin is a coordinated. But
I think even worse though, when you're in your 40s, though, and cats got even a little bit more paper though, and can take you on a trip though with Dirty Mackin.
Yeah, I mean, you always got to make sure you guard your properties against the threat and the reach
of a Dirty Mack.
Yeah.
How do you do that though?
How do you do it? You just got to be thorough, man. All women really want you to be is thorough.
That's real.
If you thorough, you ain't got to worry about things like that. But if you out here dirty macking, somebody else is probably dirty macking your chick on the other side.
So are you saying...
You can't be thorough and be doing dirty macking at the same time.
Are you saying tampering or dirty macking? Two different things.
Two completely different things. We ain't talking about white collar crime right here. We talking about white beater crime.
We talking about blue collar crime. We talking about running up
in this. Ain't nobody got no shirt on. This is white beater crime.
We talking about you running up in the U.S. bank with no shirt on.
This is hooping and a knife. This is hooping shorts and a calf socks macking.
Is that trailer park macking? Oh, that's not white collar crime. This is straight blue collar crime.
Nah, this is when you eating at a place that only take cash.
Oh shit. God damn. Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, I've had some best friends. The worst is when two of your friends that you're friends with start dating. Mm-hmm. And one of them, you know, and he looking at you like, I dare you to say something. Have you had a homeboy like he looking at you like he definitely doing
Are
his
you
thing?
Kidding me? You know, me and my friends have dated each other.
And one of them was real uncomfortable for me though, because she was literally like, yo, what are you doing? And then this is going to go, we're going to go into Trust Tree for a second. I think my homeboy tried to see if I was trying to holler at my friend. So let's go back into the time chamber here, y'all. Right. We're going back to 2002. I was at Iowa State University on Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger. If anybody understands anything that went to college before 2010, you are a frequent person of AOL Instant Messenger at some point in your life. So I was talking to her on AOL Instant Messenger, but he was visiting her at her school. And then, like, for some reason, she's trying to pop at me randomly. Like, what's up with me and you thing? And I just literally threw it off. And I was like, the fuck? I never had brought up to her, though, even to this day. But looking, I knew it was something. It was weird because she's never, ever tried to get at me like that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, aliens messaging, you trying to get at me? Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, you better get the fuck up out of here. And I was like, blah, 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 or whatever. And looking back, I mean, I realized like a couple months later, it was my boy trying to see if I really used to mess with her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you motherfucker. He don't even know. I know that he know that. Like, mm-hmm. Even to this day, and I know this motherfucker's in first grade. And I know he don't even know it. I still don't know that shit.
You got 86 niggas like that sometimes.
We fell off for a couple of years, though, after that, though. We could be back cool, though. He was at my wedding. Then he got mad at me because he wasn't in my wedding. That's a whole another story.
We'll do a wedding show.
Yeah. About when cats get mad at you in the wedding. Though.
Presents a wedding show.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's a thing, man. Like, I've always just like after that situation, I'm like, yo, ain't none of my friends hollering each other. Like, yo, I don't give a y'all can smash, do whatever y'all want to do your own, but y'all better not have this is no real situation. I can't take it. If y'all love me enough, y'all can just have y'all relations together. Y'all let me know when y'all engaged. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know y'all dating, none of that. Unless, you know, one of y'all pregnant, then we can talk. I don't want to know nothing when y'all just kind of kicking it and y'all, hey, meet us over at Cicero's. I don't want to do none of that. I don't want to do none of that.
Yeah, it's closed.
No, I don't want none of that.
If somebody invites you to Cicero's, they're trying to kill you because it's closed.
The one in Cicero's ain't closed now?
There's only one Cicero's.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one in the Loop.
Yeah, that's what. No. Oh, the one in Loop is closed. I'm thinking Culpepper's in my mind.
Yeah, because someone invites you to someplace that's closed, don't
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill you.
Yeah, because Cicero's is closed. I'm thinking Culpepper's.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking in my mind.
Culpepper's. Yo, they gave me some whack-ass wings a couple weeks ago.
My wife said that shit too,
I feel
though.
Like they fuck with the recipe. Because I got
no,
some
my wife said my wife said it was horrible.
Yeah, this shit was whack. Like I crossed it off the list of things I'll ever eat again.
My wife said literally it was the worst, one of the worst. Like, but she said it was something wrong with their whole situation.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Like, I ate it begrudgingly.
I mean, they closed three locations.
Yeah. Well, they need to close the fourth one.
Whoever get that's prime real estate, that corner though, Jack.
Well, you know who's gonna buy that.
Who you think?
The gambling folks will just put another restaurant up and just close that whole corner down.
Just had a whole thing. Well, I mean, cause you probably do a rehab in there.
probably put about 100,000 in rehab that, because it's all old in there. Mm-hmm. They got to rehab it to get it up right, looking right. But you're probably right, it's probably gambling dudes.
Yeah, they trying to own the world over there.
Yeah, they got some dope spots. That whiskey spot is dope.
I love. So I'd say that, man. That's a tough scenario. I would say my recommendation at the end of the day is just to take a knee. It's just pull a cap on that one and just bow out of it.
Try to stand up as much as possible.
Sometimes you see some tough shit and you got to just, you got to swallow it, man. You just got to, you know, be like, damn, this ain't no place for me. I can't be a part of this. Too many things here. But, you know, honestly, man, if that's your people, I always say go with this. Go with who your closer people is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, stick to them. If she's a dude, if you only met this dude because she was dating him.
But I just want to give you the courtesy, though. I give you a play of courtesy of checking you. Be like, my nigga, don't be up in fucking Elmo's Love Lounge laid up on. You know that cats is going to come up in there. Go all the way to the south side to Fallon's. That's where you go, dog. Damn. You ain't got no protocol if you going to tamper?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you just tampering all in, out in public, sending tweets. Hey, you want to sign with the Sixers? All on the main timeline.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Can't do that. And also, I guess there's a bit of parting advice here, too. It's like, don't give up on cuffing season to the point where you go into being a group turnout season, either.
Dive into this, please.
Don't end up in the VIP sections just trying to look.
Don't end up on Daryl's tattoo. Is that what you're trying to say?
Don't turn into Daryl because cuffing season ain't working right.
All right, make sure y'all email us straight olc@gmail.com. OGR is coming back. We got some other great guests we got coming up. All the different stuff coming up this next year. Man, thank y'all for listening, man. For real. Like, y'all, we've been getting great responses from people.
Yeah, man, shout out to all the people that was coming up to me that was coming in town during Thanksgiving and stuff saying they was feeling the show.
Yeah, because we got them out early for you. Yeah, drive time.
People was feeling the show, been listening for a little while. You know, coming up at home, coming up at that. You know, y'all feel that. I appreciate that.
We got to go on the road, though, at some point.
It sounds like you know where we should be.
I know. Maybe we didn't do the what do we? We'll do so the do we we'll call? Do we call the scenario thought tour? Yeah, it's literally so we go live. The difference is the thought tour.
We'll do the scenario thought tour. The thought tour featuring the scenario boys. There we go.
Hold on. So that means we got to take like thought pictures though, like but a male version of thought pictures though.
I'm not doing that.
We got no. The male version. We stand in front of like nice cars and shit though. Like
and I listen to some money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We got to do that.
All right, I'll listen.
Hold on. I stand in front of like a Jag or something, or like a we go to Pace House and we just act like we.
Oh
Pace,
my God! Yeah,
we do. We just do videos at Pace House.
Yeah, we'll go to.
We just chilling up in the crib. You know how we do.
Be sitting in the pool, just floating around and shit.
Matt do all his meetings in the pool.
Yeah, I have never done a meeting on ground in my life.
Look, he keep his laptop on the side. That's a waterproof laptop.
Yeah, that laptop can't even touch water.
Watch it floating. Watch him put on a little thing, it floats. Then we do a little CGI and have it floating and shit.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening as always. Make sure y'all check out the Creed 2 review we did as well. You got some stuff coming up too, though, soon, right? You got anything coming up for the announcement wise?
I don't think
church
so.
Church announcement wise?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I'm always working, always writing. Check me out, everything I do.
Radio wise, because somebody was asking where can they check out you in the mornings?
Yeah, I do my
online. Well, like online, can they?
Yeah, I still do my morning things. We Are Live.
Live.com.
Okay. You can go in there and check it out that way. You can check it out on Facebook that way too.
We got to get Chris on here, man.
Chris will do it. I was talking to him earlier. He'll do
it. Yeah, we need to get Chris on here, man. We need Chris on here and mess around with him. But thank y'all for listening as always. We will be back next week. Peace.